This guided meditation was recorded live at CDM.
Well, good morning. This morning, we're going to meditate on rising above. Now, when I say rising above, I do not mean deny. I do not mean ignore. I do not mean operating, in fact, on a physical level, but on a spiritual one. To rise above the physical realm, the physical experience, and experience yourself as spirit, and begin to actually create as spirit within the physical world. So I'd like to invite you to start that by using spiritual techniques. So close your eyes and tune into you. Inside you are all the answers. Inside you is all the information. So take a nice deep breath and allow yourself, the spirit, to create a flow of energy called a grounding cord from your first chakra near the base of your spine all the way to the center of the earth. Allow this flow of energy to move from your body to our larger body, the planet. Notice what happens to your body when you ground. Most people experience more comfort, relaxation, centering. Some people experience their bodies for the first time and don't like it. You may find you've stored many things within the body you don't like. That's why it's so important for you, the spirit, to rise above it so that you can be neutral and change it. Let that grounding cord continue to flow from your first chakra to the center of the earth. And anytime you need to increase your grounding, simply allow more energy to flow down your grounding cord. Remember, anything you want to let go of can increase your grounding flow. You are spirit. You are not your physical body. You are not your creations. You are not your emotions. You are not your intellect or any aspect of the body or the physical world. You are a bright spark of light, an aspect of God. You're going to see yourself as a bright spark of light. And as you emerge and evolve and know yourself better, you will also begin to see others as bright sparks of light. It's tough to judge yourself and others when you begin to recognize that you're part of God. So take a nice deep breath and allow that brilliant light that's you to flow to the top of your head. Now, I'd like for you to stop there for a moment. Sit right on top of your head. This is the place you can simply be still and know. Sit there for a moment and know yourself, the spirit, the all-knowing, all-seeing, all-powerful, totally loving, amused spirit. Now come into the center of your head. Let that brilliant light that's you come into the center of your head, a little above and behind your eyes, and abide there in that neutral space. This is also the location of a chakra, the sixth chakra. It relates to our clairvoyance, where you can see clearly. And this is what I mean by rise above. Tune into the body around you, mostly below you. The body communicates with emotions. The body communicates with the intellect. Anytime there is an emotion, it's the body. Anytime there is an emotion, it is the body. I hear so many people say, I'm feeling such and such and such. Your body is feeling such and such. Take a nice deep breath and be in the center of your head and say hello to your body. What is your body feeling right now? Use your grounding to let go of anything you would like to release. And ask your body if there's something it would like for you to release. Now, by you sitting in the center of your head, above the intellect, above the emotions, which are located in the second chakra, you are allowing yourself a clear and neutral view. You are not denying that the body has emotions, because all bodies have emotions. No one becomes spiritually evolved to the point they do not have emotions if they have a body. How about our wonderful teacher, Jesus? He had a body. And he didn't deny it. He rose above it and used it for his spiritual purposes. Take a nice deep breath. And acknowledge your body while you rise above it by sitting in the center of your head. Take a nice deep breath and notice how many times you've left your body, left the opportunity to rise above and take charge as spirit. You can have some amusement about this. Because while you were taking these side roads, you might have had some really exciting adventures. Validate that you are spirit and you have a body. Every one of us is here to be ourselves. Isn't that a relief? You're not here to fulfill other people's expectations. You're not here to be like the people on magazine covers. You are here to be yourself. And by using the spiritual techniques, you discover yourself. Number one on the hit parade is, I am spirit. Number two is, oh my gosh, I have a body. Take a nice deep breath. Find some amusement about your creativity as spirit. Because everything you create is an opportunity to learn about yourself. And when you, the spirit, abide in that neutral space in the center of your head, or on top of your head where you can simply be still and know, you're above the noise of the body, but still with it, protecting it, loving it, guiding it, healing it, creating through it. So I'm going to ask you to meditate for a moment on the times you just simply left your body, rather than rising above. And use your grounding to let go of those past experiences. Create a bright gold sun above your head and allow that gold energy to flow into and through you. A let the gold energy help cleanse those experiences and reestablish your relationship with your body as your creative vessel. Rising above does not mean leaving, denying. It doesn't mean trying to change the body and make it like spirit. Having a body is a great joy. Notice how you've forgotten that from time to time. Perfect song today. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Use your grounding to let go of anything within you that interferes with you being you. Such as, oh, if I shine brightly, someone will hurt me. Well, if that's what you believe, that's what you'll create. If you believe that brilliant connection with God, that brilliant light that you are, it will carry you through whatever madness you create. Take a nice deep breath again. Enhance your grounding. Use all that energy you're releasing to increase your grounding. Let the gold energy flow through you. And without effort, just melt away whatever you have in the body that interferes with your bright light shining, with you rising above and being yourself. By focusing in the sixth chakra and the seventh chakra, you are a light to the world. You are a city set on a hill. You are a candle that has been lit. When you, the spirit, however, are wallowing around in the body levels, you become dark. Let the unique light that's you shine in the center of your head. See your brilliance. Know your brilliance. Experience it. Let your body experience you. And you may find a freedom in your body, a joy and a comfort that you've never had before. Be in the center of your head and rise above so that you can be in charge, the creator of your experience, your life, in every way. Now, because planet Earth is a planet of dichotomies, we have good and bad. Isn't that great? And every single soul has good and bad within them, within their body, within them as spirit, and everything is a choice. So are we going to pick the good or the bad? It depends on the opportunity that's available. Be in the center of your head and be aware that you are in charge. Let go of something in you that you want to let go of. I had a thought the other day that I didn't like. To me, it was a bad thought. Not a good bad thought. It was a bad, bad thought. But it involved my ego. And so I let it go. And oh, it made me feel so much better, because I didn't have to live up to that thought. Of something that will make you and your body feel better. Use your grounding. Now, because our planet is a planet of dichotomies, we have the free will to choose God or not. The or not has been extremely popular on the planet, and unfortunately still is. And those of us who are focused on our spirituality and our spiritual path and our communion with God are forever being tempted by the folks who've decided not to be aware of God. And most of us encounter somebody in an early time in our life, often as a child. You encountered someone who said, "Hey, you can't do that. This is how the world is really supposed to be. Pain and fear and hate and misery. Here, I'm going to share mine with you. And I have the power to do it because I'm bigger." So take a moment and let go of that other end of the dichotomy that you have within you that you got from someone else. It isn't even yours. It could have been mama or papa or a sibling or a neighbor or somebody at school. Let them go. Forgiveness is simply letting go. It's not agreeing with or acquiescing to. It's just letting go. If you do not rise above the things that hurt you in the past, you're never free. You're never operating as spirit. You're caught in the very thing those people wanted you to be caught in. You're caught in the world of pain and hate and misery, just as they were or are. Rise above. Rise above that end of the dichotomy. See it. Acknowledge it. And let it go. Some people are happy in that level. Let them be there. Be careful about reaching in to save others who are happy being miserable. They will want to save you and help you be miserable. Breathe in, breathe out. I notice we have some very tiny bit of amusement today. Use your grounding and you can increase your amusement. Focus in the center of your head and you will be amused because you know that you are spirit, you are a part of God, you are totally in charge of your creativity. Experience yourself, the spirit. Now, we've had many teachers on this planet. Many of them are known and many of them are unknown, who've helped us to do this, to inspire us and encourage us and teach us the techniques, remind us of God, help us remember that we're spirit in the body. And all of them are forever telling us to rise above. Don't pretend you don't have a body. Just simply rise above so that you can use it creatively. And today we're going to talk to Jesus as our teacher about this. So say hello to Jesus. Jesus did a wonderful job of rising above. And I'm going to give you about 4 or 5 minutes to talk with Jesus about rising above the body's emotions to accomplish your spiritual goals in this lifetime. Rise above your emotions, your desire to hate someone because of what occurred. ask Jesus for healing, to help you let go. To help you rise above. Maybe all you have to let go of is someone else's information or energy to give yourself a clearer, more neutral view. Could be someone you're trying to please or someone you're trying to be like or someone you hate. We hold on to people in all kinds of ways. Ask Jesus to help you let go and rise above. Untie your balloon from the rock. While you have this communion with Jesus, I want you to pick one situation in your life where you're engulfed by your emotions and your intellect. And talk to Jesus about the situation and allow him to help you rise above the body's noise and see what's happening. I'll give you a moment to talk to Jesus about this one issue. Now tune in to how your body feels when you, the Spirit, rise above instead of running around like a little squirrel in a cage with the emotions and the intellect. Oh, I feel terrible. What can I do? What'll I do now? But why? Whose fault is it? Rise above the body's noise and see what is. And then you, the Spirit, can respond, and your body can respond to what you do. Notice if your body feels relief. Deep breath, and then ask Jesus to help you let go of any lies about what it means to rise above. It doesn't mean being perfect. It doesn't even mean being good. It simply means having a spiritual view. Taking charge. Creating a spirit rather than just as a body. The next time you feel like running away, stepping off your spiritual path, rolling around in your emotions, remember you too can use the techniques. Ground, center, bring in gold energy to help you get back your spiritual view and to rise above what's happening in the body. Let's bring that gold energy through the whole room. Allow it to help us as a group to raise our vibration, enhance our spiritual view, and rise above our little game called CDM so that we see it from neutral. Rise above the information that says don't. Rise above the information that keeps you from being yourself, whether it's with your body or with the whole world. Now, as we run this gold energy through our group, let's take our last time together this morning for our communion with God. So enhance your grounding to make your body more comfortable. Those of you who know how, please ground the room and say hello to your God. I'm going to ask you to actually practice rising above in order to have this clear communication with your God. And you're welcome to experience that beautiful silence and the peace that comes from that. I want to communicate with your God about rising above the physical noise. Take a nice deep breath. Enhance your grounding and validate the joy of rising above in order to have your communion with God. Be here in the present with your body. When you're ready, you might want to pat your knee to help bring your attention back to the physical world. Spin forward and release some energy.
Copyright 2008 by Church of Divine Man.
All rights reserved. No part of this work may be reproduced or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic or mechanical, including photocopying and recording, or by an information storage and retrieval system, except as may be expressly permitted by the 1976 Copyright Act or in writing by the publisher. You, the spirit, may develop and flourish in conjunction with the proper care of your body and mind. The information in this recording is intended to assist you in your spiritual development and to enhance, but not be substituted for, appropriate medical care from licensed healthcare or mental health professionals. Nor should the information in this recording be substituted for advice from your attorney or financial advisor. Neither Church of Divine Man, CDM Spiritual Teaching Center, CDM Publications, the author, nor their representatives shall be responsible or liable for injury or damages incurred by anyone as a result of reliance on or compliance with information contained in this recording.